What is up, good? I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, acne, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early so we can get to as many calls as possible at 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, ingredients, formulation, skincare, something you heard about on the news or somebody told you about, we want to help you out. 855-660-4261 is the number. Of course, if you have a success story or if you want to just contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your Bright Side phone number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us recommend or advertise on the program, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at our shopping cart, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com if you want to start a longevity business and enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business. For a one-time $10 fee, you can make some money, get your products at the wholesale price, help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can write off your home office, write off samples that you use, write off mileage if you're going to meetings, all for a one-time $10 fee. Where can you start a business for 10 bucks? They can tell you all about it at Brightside, at the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, we're talking albumin, protein, blood proteins anyway. Albumin is the most important protein in the blood. It's a water-trapping, sponge-like substance, as we've been saying. Low levels of albumin can be a cause of edema, that is swelling. Any long-term protein malnutrition can cause low levels of albumin, and that includes digestive problems and intestinal problems, as well as pancreatic problems or stomach acid problems, really anything. Any kind of digestive tract issue can cause protein malabsorption or protein malnutrition, and it can end up leading to edema or swelling. If it gets really bad, you can get something called kwashiorkor. Kwashiorkor is an African term, a Ghanese term, for the sickness that older children get when new children are born. That's what kwashiorkor means. Refers to the fact that when moms wean their children off their protein-rich breast milk, at least relatively protein-rich breast milk compared to the other foods that third-world indigenous populations sometimes eat. Protein-rich breast milk, when a child is weaned off of that protein-rich breast milk, it can precipitate protein malnutrition symptoms. The classic sign of kwashiorkor is swelling. It can occur swelling in the feet, so-called petal edema. That's swelling in the feet. And the classic swollen belly look that you see on the UNICEF commercials, and we look at kids who are severely malnourished, that swollen belly look is a classic sign of kwashiorkor, protein malnourishment. It's the result of swelling, massive swelling into the abdominal cavity. It takes a lot for that to happen. But many of us can be suffering from less dramatic versions of kwashiorkor, so-called subclinical versions. That means kwashiorkor, or protein malnutrition, that's not big time where you have a swollen belly like a little kid in a third world country, but you may have a little swelling. You may just have a little bit of swelling in the legs or a little bit of belly swelling. If you take prescription drugs like beta blockers or prednisone or any cortisol-type medications, these are likely to make your swelling worse, or it can even possibly cause swelling, which is kind of ironic considering that swelling and edema can put a serious stress on the circulatory system that doctors are treating with beta blocker drugs, but that's a whole other story. Kwashiorkor, and that's spelled K-W-A-S-H-I-O-R-K-O-R, Kwashiorkor, which, by the way, means, Kwashiorkor means, well, I said what it means. It means the sickness that older children get when new children are born. I like the way that sounds. Sickness that older children get when new children are born. It's kind of an interesting descriptive term. Anyway, kwashiorkor, or really any kind of protein malnutrition, can decrease the effectiveness of the immune system, which is, for the most part, made up of protein. Antibodies, immune globulins, other defensive chemicals, cytokines, these tend to be peptides and proteins. And one of the key signs of protein malnutrition is chronic infections, chronic viral infections, for example. If you get a cold, every time a cold comes around, or if you're subject to the shingles virus, if you're getting any kind of chronic infections, or if you're not healing, you may be dealing with a protein malabsorption or a protein malnutrition problem. As we get older and our digestive health starts to suffer, we are more prone towards these kinds of immune problems. This is why the elderly are the most likely to get opportunistic infections. An opportunistic infection is an infection that just waits around for you to become weak. An opportunistic infection, or an opportunistic viral infection, for example, like the shingles virus, which is a classic opportunistic viral infection, just waits for us to be either malnourished or somehow weakened or somehow stressed, and boom, that virus pounces. This is why elderly folks are encouraged to get vaccinated, and this is why I think elderly folks should be focusing on their immune system rather than vaccinations, especially if you're prone towards the shingles virus. I get at least one letter a week, sometimes more, from folks who want to know if they should use the shingle vaccine or what they can do for shingles. Shingles is an absolutely miserable affliction. It can cause serious pain, as anybody who's had shingles can tell you. It can happen in the eyes, or it can happen anywhere in the body. My mom just had it a couple of weeks ago. It only happens when we are weakened. You don't need the shingles vaccine. What you want to do is you want to focus on getting strong, especially focus on making your immune system strong and your digestive system strong. Most of you guys have probably seen the marketing campaign for the shingles vaccine. Shingles vaccine can set you back $150 to $200 or even more, depending on where you get it. In my opinion, if you don't want an opportunistic infection like the shingles virus, you don't need a vaccine. You need to take care of your immune system, take care of your nutritional supplementation, and take care of your digestive system especially. The edema that malnourished children get, this kwashiorkor belly edema or swelling in the feet, can also occur in long-term alcoholics, especially the belly swelling, and drug abusers too. And it can be potentially life-threatening. This swelling in the belly from the accumulation of fluids that leak into the tissues of the abdominal area is called ascites, A-C-I-T-E-S. Ascites is the Greek term for wineskin, and it's derived from the fact that the belly looks like a wineskin, one of those bags that people keep wine in. Ascites is a major sign of liver failure or of cirrhosis. Up to 85% of cirrhosis patients are ultimately going to develop this ascites, this belly swelling. Alcoholics are a major risk, but ascites can affect folks who are dealing with hepatitis C, hepatitis B, or even folks who are just dealing with some kind of liver stress, or even obesity can cause this swelling of the belly. Now, there's lots of causes of edema. There's lots of causes of swelling. Vein issues can do it, as the blood returns to the heart. If your veins aren't, if blood isn't flowing through the veins appropriately, fluids can leak out of the circulatory system, out of the veins, and cause swelling. There's valves in the veins that are supposed to close to keep blood from flowing backwards. If these valves break down from microscopic inflammation or sugaring, glycation, any blockages in the circulatory system, blood will back up and water can leak into the tissues from the circulatory system. This can be a major, major cause of edema. All right, got more to say about edema and swelling and albumin and protein. We're coming back right after this.
My name is Kate Whirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ben, thank you so much for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, or if you want to review a program, or if you want to direct one of your one of your friends or loved ones or clients. If you're doing the longevity products, if you want to direct anybody to any of the programs, they're all up at brightsideben.com. Got a couple, 2.5 years worth of programs up there. Lots of good information. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can give the Brightside Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for a one-time $10 fee. You could start yourself a longevity business and or just get your products at the wholesale price if you like. Offer a one-time $10 fee. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, brightsideben.com. Also encourage you to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly with news stories. We've got a shopping cart up there with some good products. And I also have some blog posts that try to do that every couple of days or so. We get a new blog post up at pharmacistben.com. Okay, we're talking about protein. A lot of folks don't realize that protein is involved in keeping water in the circulatory system, so edema, swelling, can be a sign of protein deficiency. Now, there's lots of causes of edema. Circulatory issues can do it. Vein issues can do it. If blood is not making it up back to the heart through the veins, it can pull back down and cause a leakage out of the circulatory system into tissue. So if you're dealing with edema issues, you may want to consider a circulatory problem. You may want to consider a vein problem, especially if you have hemorrhoids also. Hemorrhoids are the same kind of idea, blood pooling into the bottom part of the body, blood not making it upwards on the return trip back to the heart. This will show up as swelling in the lower extremities, feet, ankles, legs. It can also affect the skin. It can also affect internal organs. And drugs can be a major, major cause of edema. We talked about cortisol earlier. That can do it. Prednisone can do it. Beta blockers can do it. Birth control pills can do it. Calcium channel blockers can do it. Pretty much any medication that slows the heart down or slows the body down can cause edema and fluid retention. And ultimately, heart disease can cause this kind of swelling as well as lung issues and respiratory issues. And, of course, one of the major causes of swelling is albumin deficiencies. Albumin, as we said, acts like a sponge that keeps water trapped in the blood. No albumin, no sponges, no water trapping. That means fluid can leak out of the circulatory systems into the circulatory system into the tissues and cause swelling and edema. And one of the things that you can do if you have edema is start to address your circulatory system. If you have puffiness under the eyes or a color discoloration under the eyes, a lot of folks think that's a skin problem. It is not a skin problem. If somebody's trying to sell you a skincare product that's supposed to help you with puffiness under the eyes, run. Don't walk. This is not a friend of yours, and this is not somebody who has your health interest in mind. If anybody's trying to sell you a skincare product for puffiness under the eyes and or for discoloration, for darkening under the eyes, they're either ignorant or they're a charlatan. Because it has nothing, puffiness under the eyes and discoloration under the eyes has nothing to do with the skin. It's a classic sign of a circulatory problem. You got to move that circulatory system, and there's lots of ways to do it. First of all, if you have any kind of swelling under the eyes or in the feet or in the belly or anywhere, really, you want to stop putting pro-inflammatory foods in the body. It doesn't cost you anything to do this, folks. It's free. Anything that amps up the inflammatory response, especially processed fats, hydrogenated fats, trans fats, and now they have trans esterified fats. Any kind of processed fats or processed sugars are going to amp up the inflammatory response and can make swelling worse. Lack of nutrition, a lack of the Mighty 90 can make swelling or edema worse. Essential fatty acids are super important because these essential fatty acids get turned into hormones that can control the inflammatory process. If you have a gallbladder issue in addition to a liver issue or an intestinal issue, you're not absorbing your fats, or if you're not taking your ultimate EFAs, you're running a serious risk of an exacerbation or of even causing edema or swelling. So get on the Mighty 90. If you have edema, get on the Mighty 90, especially the essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids can also keep your fat cravings at bay, treat your fat cravings or treat cravings for oily foods, fatty foods, greasy foods, french fries, potato chips, chips, any kind of fried foods as a classic manifestation of a fat essential fatty acid deficiency. Coconut oil can be really helpful because it's so satisfying. Use a teaspoonful of coconut oil if you're craving fatty foods or for anybody. I was just reading about coconut oil and brain health. Ty Bollinger put a post somewhere, I think on Twitter, about coconut oil and brain health. Coconut oil is amazing, amazing stuff. You can cook with it, make your eggs taste nice and coconutty. You can slightly roast vegetable or fry up some vegetables in coconut oil. Mix your coconut oil with a little cocoa and some xylitol and make a little spread for crackers or for celery or for bananas. Just get creative with coconut oil, man. That stuff is absolutely amazing. Coconut oil is up to two-thirds, even more than two-thirds, medium-chain triglycerides, which are super important for energy, especially if you're dealing with gallbladder problems. I remember when I was working as a pharmacist in the pediatric ICU at pediatric intensive care unit at the University Hospital, almost all the kids who had belly problems, who had Crohn's disease or celiac disease, and a lot of kids over at the University Hospital in Denver were dealing with these kinds of problems. Almost all those kids got medium-chain triglycerides in their medicine drawer, pharmaceutical medium-chain triglycerides, MCTs. But you can get MCTs right in coconut oil, and MCTs are wonderful for the liver. They're wonderful for helping the body use the energy from fats. They're not stored, so you don't have to worry about getting fat, but you get lots of energy from MCTs. And as I say, coconut oil can be 60% medium-chain triglycerides. So when the body's stressed, either from wrong kinds of food, processed foods, processed fats, or malnutrition, lack of the mighty 90, lack of the essential 90 nutrients, the circulatory system can become leaky. The circulatory system prepares for battle by kind of opening up a little bit. Picture a tube made of cells, and those cells are kind of like the waterproofing on a boat. They provide a tight seal for the circulatory tubes. But when the body's preparing to fight an enemy, these cells kind of expand, and the ordinarily tight junctions between the cells starts to open up. Fluid can leak out into the tissues, and if you have a protein issue, malabsorption or malnourishment, it can make things worse. If you have circulatory system issues, clotting blood, coagulated blood, or if you have lymphatic issues because you've been eating the wrong kinds of food or because you have allergens or toxins in the blood, that's going to make things worse. Same, by the way, with poorly oxygenated blood. That can also cause swelling and edema. So flooding your body with oxygen is super, super important for edema and swelling issues. Deep breathing, movement, get on a rebounder, move that fluid around if you're dealing with edema or you're dealing with swelling. If I had edema or I had any kind of swelling issues, water leakage out of my circulatory system, from a nutritional standpoint, I would be eating as little calories and as nutrient dense as possible. The more calories we ingest, the more likely inflammation is to be. The more likely it is to cause swelling and edema. Use veggie juices as tolerated, because veggie juices can be problematic too. And make sure you're using intestinal and liver nutrients, bone soup, mushroom soup if you're a vegetarian or a vegan. These can all be helpful for edema or swelling issues. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this on The Bright Side.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mushrooms can have really important health benefits. One of the things mushrooms can do is they stimulate the immune system. They're anti-inflammatory. They can also help with edema and with swelling. So if you're a vegetarian or you're a vegan and you don't want to do the bone soup can be helpful also for swelling and edema issues. You can use mushroom soup. You can just use mushrooms. Mushrooms have got some really valuable polysaccharides, long-chain sugars. They can be healing for the digestive system. They can be very gut-friendly. Mushrooms contain something called beta-glucan. Beta-glucan is actually a family of substances, sugar-like substances. They're long chains of glucose, long chains of sugar. One of the neat things about chemistry is when something is when a molecule is made into a long chain of repeating molecules, so you have glucose and then you have repeating glucose molecules in a glucan, this long chain system is has different properties than the individual molecules that compose the long chain. So glucose is an explosive sugar, and it can cause all kinds of problems in the body. It's important for brain health. It's one of the ways the body derives energy. But when those glucose molecules are constructed into a long chain called a glucan, that glucose molecule becomes very interesting. It can't be used for energy. A glucan molecule is not going to be used for energy, but a glucan molecule, which is made up of little pieces of glucose, has some really important anti-inflammatory and pro-immune benefits, and this can be very helpful for skin health. I use glucans a lot in my skincare formulation, specifically a glucan called Beta Glucan. We will tell you all about that on our next Bright Side episode, and then we'll finish up talking about albumin, and we'll go on to our next super-duper important peptide, maybe the single most important peptide, maybe the single most important biochemical in all of biochemistry. You guys have all heard about it. We talk about it a lot on this program. We'll tell you what that is. Hopefully we'll do that tomorrow as we finish up talking about albumin and then move on to our next protein. All of this as it regards osteoporosis and bone building. You notice we haven't even talked about calcium yet. We will, of course, talk about calcium, which is a very important mineral, but there's so many other ways to go when it comes to anabolism, when it comes to building, when it comes to building the body, and specifically when it comes to building bone. Okay, our number today on the Bright Side, our number every day on the Bright Side, 855-660-4261, Ahmad in California. Welcome. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Mr. Ben?
Good morning. What's cooking?
So I have a couple questions. I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews. Well, first, there's two questions I mainly have, so I'll just ask, and you can just answer them both. The first one is I got the BCT pollen burst. I bought that one world whey protein.
Okay.
And I got the Nathan iodine. I just want to know what's the most effective way to take all of those throughout my day during, you know,
Let's take them individually. You said Nathan iodine. You said whey protein. What was the other two?
Pollen Burst Plus and the BTT 2.0.
Okay, the Pollen Burst Plus is not really nutritional. It's more for energy. You can use that in the middle of the day. I wouldn't take it with food because it may slow down the digestive system a little bit. So in between meals, and it is not really nutritional. There's a couple nutritional things in there. There's some SOD in there, superoxide dismutase, which is kind of like an antioxidant sort of thing. And then there's also some vitamin D, but mostly it's caffeine in a very absorbable form. It'll give you some energy. I don't consider that to be a nutritional supplement. The BTT, of course, is a nutritional supplement. It's a great nutritional supplement. You want to sip on, in my opinion anyway, you want to sip on it all day long. Every once in a while when I want a quick hit of nutrition, I'll just take a scoop, maybe a half a teaspoonful of the powder and put it under my tongue and let it dissolve under my tongue. That'll give you a quick burst of nutrients.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a neat thing to do. You can also mix it in with your smoothies. You can make pops out of it. Just be creative with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. But in my opinion, the best way to use it is to sip on it all day long. And then you said the protein. What was the other thing you said before protein?
Oh, I bought the Nathan iodine.
The Nathan iodine doesn't matter when you do the Nathan iodine. You can do that in the middle of the day or the beginning of the day. That doesn't really matter. The protein, there's several ways to do protein. The best way to do protein is when you come home from the gym, always. When you come home from the gym is the best time to do all your nutritional supplements, but especially whey protein, which is a building protein. It'll help restore amino acids into the bloodstream and give your body the raw materials it needs to build muscle right away. Right when you come home from the gym, that's going to be the best time to do all your nutrition, but especially building nutrients like creatine or protein or the B-complex or minerals. The next best time to do your protein powder, in my opinion, is first thing in the morning. Also, before meals, especially if you're trying to lose some weight, protein's very satisfying and very filling. If you're going to go to a party, if you're going to go to Thanksgiving dinner or a Thanksgiving buffet, or, you know, now the holiday season's coming up and everybody's doing there's all these desserts and candies and cakes that are so easily and readily available. If you do protein before you go off to your office party or your Christmas party, do some of that One World Way, you'll find that you're snacking much less. So that's another good time to do it. And then before you go to bed is also a good time to do it. The body is using protein to build while you're sleeping. And then if you have a little bit of, have some amino acids in the system before you go to bed, that'll make it easier for your body to do its rebuilding and healing work as you're sleeping. So the next best time to do your protein is before you go to bed at night. So first thing in the morning, when you come home from workouts, before parties, before meals that you're afraid you might eat, overindulge in, and then before you go to bed. Those are the best times to do your protein.
One more question really quick before I go. Dairy. I keep hearing mixed reviews. I couldn't find anything where
there's no dairy.
What would you say?
Raw dairy. Dairy's got some amazing, amazing stuff in it. Milk is a human mother's milk is the ultimate food for a baby, but goat milk, sheep milk, even cow's milk, if it's unpasteurized, is just so chock full of nutrients. It's hard to marginalize or diminish its importance. However, once the milk is pasteurized, the enzymes are gone, a lot of the nutrients are gone, the B vitamins are going to be gone. Pasteurized milk is most certainly not a health food. There's really no upside to doing, maybe a small upside to doing pasteurized milk. And then if the milk is homogenized, the fat particles are made really small, and those fat particles can then, those miniaturized, those tiny little homogenized fat particles can enter into the blood through the intestine, and that is a really, really big problem. Personally, I would stay away from pasteurized milk. If you're going to do milk, do raw milk, and there is some nutritional benefit. Actually, there's quite a bit of nutritional benefit, as long as you don't have any allergy problems, and many people do have allergy problems, specifically to the albumin. Well, to a lot of things, but albumin in milk can cause some allergic reactions. We'll talk about albumin allergies here tomorrow or the next day as we continue talking about albumin. Does that help you, Ahmad?
That helps. I don't know if I have time for another one. Just my girlfriend has an 8-year-old girl, and she's allergic to nuts, eggs, and any type of seafood. Is there any possible way to reverse that, or is that...
No, you're not going to reverse it, but you can maybe process
it, slow it down.
Yeah, you can process the foods a little bit. Like, for example, if you're allergic to eggs, you may not be allergic to the yolk. You may just be allergic to the egg, to the egg white. That's where a lot of the protein is and a lot of where the albumin is. So, for example, with eggs, you can try the yolk and not the white. With nuts, sometimes sprouting the nuts or soaking the nuts can be helpful. It may not be a nut allergy as much as it's an intolerance to some of the compounds in nuts. And so soaking the nuts can be helpful. And then as far as seafood goes, seafood allergies, that's going to be a little bit trickier because the protein that we're allergic to is such an integral part of the seafood itself. So it's a little bit more difficult with seafood. But with nuts, try soaking. With eggs, try doing the yolk and not the white, or maybe cooking them a little bit differently. Poaching them, for example, instead of scrambling them may make a difference. Okay, Hamad, thanks so much for your call, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Steve in Virginia, hang tight. We'll get to you when we come back from our break. Lori, Matt, Sandy, we'll try to get to all you guys as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, we're back on the bright side. Steve in Virginia. What's going on, my man? Steven in VA. What's up, Steve? Steve in Virginia.
Hey, talking to you again. We just talked briefly last Friday morning.
Okay, remind me.
And it was about my daughter. She had a bad reaction, and I guess, I don't know what it was, some food maybe. But it was, what it did was hospitalized her. I just want to take about 30 seconds to tell you kind of briefly what happened to her.
Sure.
And I'll let her listen to these archives for the day, and you can tell her what maybe she can do about all this, if you would.
Okay, well let's, why don't you just give me a little bit, a short synopsis, real brief, bullet points.
Okay, like I said, you know, she was eating that peanut butter jelly sandwich, and she, broke out real bad, had to go to the hospital. They kept her overnight and did blood work. They said, we don't know what's wrong with you. So they sent her home the next day, and she was real sick. They gave her those shots, for people that's allergic to, like, bees and stuff like that.
Right. What does she have? Skin problems? Just tire, fatigue?
She started breaking out real bad and welts. It looked like the hives and her swelling, okay, her throat up and hard for her to breathe and all that stuff.
Sounds like a peanut allergy, and that can be very, very serious stuff. Peanuts are, they're not great. Peanuts are not great, put it that way. There's a lot of problems associated with them. Allergies are just one of them. Peanuts are legumes. They're not nuts. They're beans, technically. And a lot of people react to them. I would personally be staying away from peanuts. There's no upside to using peanuts. You can use almonds and get the same protein value. There's some things in peanuts that are valuable, certainly. But given the allergenicity issue and the toxicity issue, peanuts can be a source of something called aflatoxin, which can be a problem. By the way, peanuts contain albumin, which, as we'll talk about tomorrow, can be very allergenic. So I would be personally staying away from peanuts. In the meantime, Steve, the go-to medical treatment that you can use at home for allergies is Benadryl. Any kind of allergic reactions, you want to think about Benadryl. Benadryl is an antihistamine. Histamine is the chemical that's released that is responsible for a lot of symptoms associated with allergy. Antihistamines can suppress that. So in the meantime, until that the peanut or whatever it was clears out of her system, make sure she's using a little bit of Benadryl, 25 milligrams a day. And lots of water can help dilute some of that toxicity and allergenicity. Of course, if she has any other digestive issues, you're going to want to work on those. Probiotics can help protect against some of the allergic metabolites, the allergic breakdown products of food. So making sure she's on a good probiotic supplement and just keeping her relaxed and in bed, kind of bed rest, and don't put a lot of stress on her body. That's the best strategy for you once she already has that allergy. Did I answer your question? But also vitamin C can have a lot of good antihistaminic properties. High doses of vitamin C. Just watch out for diarrhea or loose stools, which high doses of vitamin C can cause. Does that help you?
Yeah, that helps a lot. But you know what they did was they put her on 30 grams of prednisone.
Well, you know, you don't want to hear me get mad on the air. I promised myself I wouldn't.
No, I know. I didn't want to get your blood pressure up.
Prednisone is a very, very powerful immune suppressant. The utter stupidity and intellectual and health and moral bankruptcy of a lazy medical professional giving somebody prednisone when they don't know what else to do is just so infuriating. Now, if she has some kind of life-threatening issue and you need to suppress the immune system short-term, that's one thing. But simply for, and I don't know, maybe she did have a life-threatening issue, so I shouldn't get all worked up here, but typically prednisone is such a nasty, nasty drug that it's best left alone. And I wouldn't go near prednisone unless I absolutely had to. And I'm not saying, maybe the doctors felt that there was something life-threatening, so I'm not going to get all worked up over that, but as soon as she can get off the prednisone, have her wean herself off that prednisone, and as soon as she can get off of it, the sooner she can get off it, the better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, and also they wrote a prescription for an antidepressant, and I just couldn't understand that.
Yeah, I can't understand either. Is she depressed?
No, it's because she was so emotional and upset because of this side effects or whatever it was, you know, she was having.
What antidepressant did they give her? Prozac?
No, it was some name. Must have been something new. I just didn't recognize it.
Okay, well, you know, that's just how the doctor
works. She's not going to take it anyway because
she doesn't need it. She doesn't. Nobody needs an antidepressant. Nobody needs an antidepressant. Period. That's a.
She's eating very little since this is happening, and it keeps coming back on. I figure maybe it might be in her system for a little while.
Maybe. Liquids, bone soup, smoothies. Keep her on liquids. That way she'll get the water that'll dilute some of that toxicity and make it easier for her body to process.
Oh,
got to move, Steve. Thank you so much, buddy. God bless.
I appreciate it.
Good luck. All right. I shouldn't say nobody needs an antidepressant. I don't, you know, if you think you need one, then you need one. But maybe we should figure out what's causing the depression first, and then maybe we can use some good nutrition that can help improve our mood. There's a lot of good mood-improving nutrients, 5-HTP, GABA. Magnesium has some mood benefits. Lithium orotate, 5 milligrams a day, can have some mood-improving benefits. Melatonin can help improve your mood, certainly keeping away from pro-inflammatory pro-inflammatory foods, and sugars can also have a mood-improving benefits. I like 5-HTP and tryptophan, the amino acid tryptophan. Okay, let's see. Sandy in Texas, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Yes, I know that you don't really care for sugars and for us to use sugars, but, you know, with the holidays coming up and people baking
use?
Stuff, it, well, I
use xylitol. Xylitol. You ever try xylitol?
Xylitol?
Yeah, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. It's super sweet, so you're not going to want to use as much as you can. It's about as sweet as sugar, I guess. But it is very, very sweet,
okay.
So you want to be careful with it, and you can bake with it. It has a slightly different taste than sugar, but it's close enough. And it has the benefits of being good for your bones, good for your teeth, having antibacterial properties. You can squirt xylitol solution in your nose for sinus infections. It's really a really, really nice sweetener. Non-caloric, it's safe for diabetics, just a great sweetener. XYLITOL. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
very
Sandy.
Much.
Take care. All right. God bless, man. Okay, Matt in Illinois, what's up? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Just real quick, my sister-in-law wants to quit smoking. I was wondering if there's anything she can do to help her quit.
Yep, there's lots of things. Nicotine, which is what you're addicted to when you're smoking, has a nutritional cousin, which is nicotinic acid. How do you like that? Nicotine and nicotinic acid. They're not exactly the same, but they're close. And vitamin B3, which is nicotinic acid, or niacin, is the first thing you want to think about if you're trying to quit smoking. I would be using the timed-release version of niacin, maybe 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams a day. If you take too much niacin all at once, you may get the niacin flush. That's not going to happen with the time-release form. But if it does happen to you, if you take too much niacin all at once and you get the niacin flush, not to worry. It's not a big deal. It goes away. If you take your niacin with food or you take smaller doses of niacin, that won't happen. And if you use the timed release form, that won't happen either. So I would personally be getting something called Nicobid, N-I-C-O-B-I-D. There's a lot of them, but that's the brand name, time release niacin. Make sure you're taking your niacin with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Whenever you take one B complex, you always, one of the B complex, you want to make sure you're taking the entire B complex. I would also try some nice relaxing nutrients, something like GABA, G-A-B-A, maybe 100 to 200, even up to 300 milligrams of GABA. That can have a nice relaxing effect that can help with nicotine withdrawals. Tryptophan or 5-HTP can also help with nicotine withdrawals. 5-HTP, maybe 100 to 200 milligrams. Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. These are nice relaxing nutrients that can help take the edge off of the withdrawal symptoms. I'm sorry, we got a little knocking around there. Is that you, Matt?
Okay. I can't tell.
All right, magnesium is another thing that you might want to try. Making sure that her belly is full, that she's satisfied. When you have an empty stomach, you tend to want to smoke a little bit more. So making sure that her belly is full using protein smoothies, whey protein smoothies, that can also be helpful. And a little bit of exercise can help. A couple little tips for trying to quit smoking. Right after a workout, it's difficult to smoke a cigarette, especially an intense aerobic workout. So if you get on a rebounder every time you want to smoke a cigarette, that can make a difference. And then if you brush your teeth with peppermint or if you gargle with peppermint, it makes it a little bit more difficult to pick up a cigarette and smoke. That's true also for dieting. If you want to lose weight, it's a little bit more difficult to eat when your mouth is minty and pepperminty. So that's why you'll notice after you brush your teeth, you don't feel like eating as much anyway. For most of us anyway, we don't feel like eating after we brush our teeth. So gargling with a little peppermint, peppermint oil, or using a peppermint mouthwash, or putting a couple drops of peppermint in the mouth, that can help kind of get her past a cigarette craving. So there's a bunch of good strategies for you. And the most important strategy is just good old willpower, which personally I have a hard time with because I don't have any willpower. But I did quit smoking. And I'll tell you, when you quit smoking, I smoked from the time I was 16 to the time I was 19 for 3 years. And I tried to quit and I tried to quit and I tried to quit. And when I finally kicked the habit, when I finally smoked my last cigarette, I cannot describe to you how good it felt. Just to get that monkey off your back. So if nothing else, just picture how good you're going to feel when you quit smoking. And by the way, food is going to taste a lot better to you after you quit smoking. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, friends, for joining us on The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow. We'll continue talking about bone-building nutrition on The Bright Side. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and click on the Join Now, Join the Team link on brightsideben.com if you want to start yourself a longevity business. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Bye for now.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Peterson.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.